Let's head to the other line. Let's head up to Mineral Point this morning. This is brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial. And we'll talk retirement with retirement planning expert and author, Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Beautiful day.
Let's talk about retirement again. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I just read a title of an article that I thought was interesting and, of course, something we've been talking about for a long time. And the title was, The 60-40 Portfolio is Dead. And if you've been listening for a while or watching our blogs, we've posted about this a couple times. And so what the 60-40 portfolio really is 60% bond or stocks and 40% bonds. And it's thought to be a more conservative portfolio. The key thought there is that stocks and bonds are usually not correlated, meaning when one's up, the other one's down. And vice versa. So it kind of gives you a more level ride. That was kind of the theory behind it. And we've been talking about this for years, that really just where things were going, that we didn't see that to be a very conservative portfolio. And this year has proven all of that to be true, because not only did stocks take a hit, but bonds took one of the largest hits they've had in years. And so when you're looking at the rising interest rates and the inflation and everything that's going on and all the volatility out there, and then you think you have a 60, you're conservative because of your portfolio mix, and now you're being kind of shocked because it's not the case. And so something, again, we've been talking about for years, and the key word in that whole article was correlation, and it's something that no one is really talking about. And it's not just about, being diversified and having different funds. It's about the correlation and how those funds work together, so that when one part of your portfolio is down, something else is up, and they're not kind of all down at the same time, which is what we're seeing this year in the 60-40 portfolio. So that, again, the key is correlation, which has not been talked about a lot, and a lot of times just because you have different funds and you have even if you have that 60-40 or something close and you have different mutual funds and bond funds, you might seem like you're diversified, you might seem that you're set up right, but a lot of times you're not there's not a lot of correlation. So everything's really highly correlated and there's not a lot of differentiation in that way. And that's where you're really seeing a really rocky ride this year. So if that's the case, then it's time to probably do a review and talk about some options and ways to, maybe make some slight changes, but add some correlation and get off of the roller coaster. So if you're tired of the roller coaster and you thought you were conservative, but you're not really, this would be a good time just to call, do a review. We talked about a little bit of, an option that kind of reduces some of that volatility and correlation on our last power hour as well. We even have a free white paper to go with it, talking about using a different strategy. So if that's you, if you're worried about volatility, if you really want to get out of this bumpy roller coaster, because in all honesty, looking ahead, the market is probably going to continue to be volatile and bumpy this year. And if you want to be more secure, then this is probably a good time to just do a call and see where you're at. It doesn't mean making big changes. So you shouldn't do anything rash, but you should make sure that you're kind of set in a way that will level out the ride for you.
Yeah, and I guess your whole point today is that, you see these national articles and the 60-40 and these numbers. But the bottom line is that everybody's portfolio should be individual to match to their needs and wants and where they are at wherever they are now and where they expect to be in the next few years.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. And we often talk about it, that true management in our portfolio design, yes, correlation is key. But the biggest thing, the two things that are really key is your plan, it needs to be based out of income and tax planning, and when you do it that way, you by design create a little less volatility and usually add more correlation. But that should be the focus, again, because it is an individual. So if you're needing income, that's a big part of your plan, and how your portfolio is managed needs to be with the focus on getting you the retirement income, whether it's now or in a couple of years. Same with, where everybody's kind of concerned where taxes might go. So that is also a big part of how things should be invested and planned, is really managing for one income in retirement, and when you're getting to that point, and two, making sure it's tax efficient. So those two things need to be the first and foremost. And by doing those, you add more correlation to it, but it is more specific to you. There is not a blanket portfolio that's just going to help, as we've saw with the, you know, ever touted, you know, 60-40 portfolio is kind of the key end all. And we're seeing this year the worst losses it's seen in decades. So again, something we've been talking about for a long time, but it's just really coming into light this year on exactly how big that problem was.
All right. Very good, Michelle. Michelle Bertram, be sure to contact Michelle and check out all of her blogs and free resources at including the Power Hour, which is still up as well, at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Or you can call and talk to her directly at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial, out of Mineral Point, servicing the entire region.